Paolo Nutini is a 20-year-old Scotsman living in London who has just released his debut album. There's a time-honoring soulfulness to what he does, and yet his youthfulness adds a lot, as we'll hear in a live performance coming up. Before we go to the stage, I sit down with Paolo, and I noted that in performance, you hear a lot of reggae influences on what the band does. He agreed.
More and more, you know, since I think when I moved to London, I was a fan of reggae, but didn't know a lot about reggae, and I met a man there called, nicknamed Gripper, and he introduced me to a lot more of it, you know. Now, you know, that was a little while ago. That was what was going on, you know, 2 years ago now. So yeah, I've been listening to a lot of the old. People like Desmond, the old reggae and the blues, you know, had a lot of similarities. You know, there's great compilations, these Gaz's Rock and Blues Club, which, you know, gives you the best of both. And all these people like Delroy Wilson and Augustus Pablo and Desmond Decker, Jimmy Cliff, you know, there's some absolutely amazing songs there. You know, about the craziest little things, about the lion that being the king of the jungle, and
right,
and you know, the bookies won't put on your number, you know what I mean? And it's interesting, man.
This album, these songs on these streets, they all took place for there. A lot of they seem really autobiographical, so I assume they all took place when you moved from Glasgow down to
well, there was a few songs about a girl that I know and love. And they were written pre the move to London. Then I never saw her for about 2 years, and that was going on while I was in London. And both things sort of, for some reason, was the things that were weighing sort of heavy on my mind. So they were the things I wrote about. And moving to London, though, it just sort of the change in lifestyle was huge for me, you know. Strange thing to adapt.
Paolo Nutini is our guest, and he's, as you can probably easily tell, from Scotland, where which seems to be the new center of soul music nowadays. Is it always around? Did you grow up knowing some of the older soul things?
Like
going
Scottish
back, Sam and Dave, or older American things.
Sam and Dave, that's the Drifters was the first record I ever
really
got my hands on. My mum and dad's Drifters record, and then that sort of spawned off listening to people like Sam and Dave and Les Wilson Pickett, Ike and Tina, those sort of Les McCann, Eddie Harris, Santana. You know, it was like my dad said that he was a big Santana fan as well. It was Ray Charles, man. I heard Ray Charles when I was like 12 on my aunt's Billy Joel Greatest Hits Volume 3 CD.
Right.
They did a song called Baby Grand. And I was like, who the hell is that? I couldn't believe it. This guy was just talking. He wasn't singing. He was, but with such authority, you know. So last night we watched Marvin Gaye in 1980 at Montreux. And blow you away. The last three songs in the sets, Inner City Blues, Going Into Mercy, Mercy Me, Going Into What's Going On, and Distant Lover before that.
Now, you're a singer, and there's a lot to learn about doing what you do. I mean, you're young. Where do you learn? Do you learn from watching other people, or do you learn just from being out on stage? Is it more from performing?
The thing I'm not, you know, I don't know what that is. What exactly to learn, you know? That's the thing about music, you know. I've not learned a lot, and in that sense, it's probably kept it all. It comes across all quite naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see it as being a bad thing, you know. I think as far as a business is concerned, yeah, there's a lot of things that tact and how to go about it. And, you know, I think that in that sense there is a lot to learn, don't know if I want to learn it.
Well, the stage then stage, being quite natural.
Stage, being on the stage, and it's just, you look, you know, and some people say that, you know, I can be a little bit more interactive with the audience, and You know, all I know is a lot of the people that I've watched. Well, Sam Cooke was great. He was in the mid-sentence and then just break into the song in the next line. I mean, that's fine, you know, but that's maybe something. Maybe when I'm, you know, maybe when I'm 26, 27, trying to act a little smoother, and I might break into those sort of, you know, conversations with the audience. And I do right now, I just don't think about it, you know, so I don't see why. I'd have to literally force myself to do it, so I see it as the best thing being to just do your thing, you know.
Absolutely, it comes through. Paolo, thanks a lot for talking with us.
No problem, thank you.
Paolo Nutini, and this is live on stage at World Cafe Live here on the World Cafe.
All ambition and goals. And I'm going all out, and I'm thinking you're just as bad. No sleeping at night, but I'm going. Why can't we just rewind? Why can't we just rewind? Why can't we just rewind? Oh, remember at 16, know the crazy drunken night we had, when I kissed you in the hallway, and then I took you straight to bed. 2 years on, and I'm still that same boy. No sleeping at night, but I'm going from bad to bad. Why can't we just rewind? Why can't we just rewind? Why can't we just rewind? No, and I'm not sleeping at night, but I'm going from bad to bad. Why can't we just rewind? Why can't we just rewind? Why can't we just rewind? But you insisted that we fall. Wipe your hands of me and said you needed the more. And I'm not sleeping at night, but I'm going from bar to bar. Why can't we just rewind? Why can't we just rewind? Why can't we just rewind? No, and I'm not sleeping at night, but I'm going from bad to bad. Why can't we just rewind? Why can't we just rewind? Why can't we just rewind? Oh,
tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. So I quickly opened the wardrobe, pulled out some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean, drop it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams. I thought these shoes just don't suit me. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. No short of money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So I'm wearing my brand new shoes. Woke up late one Thursday. Now seeing stars as I'm rubbing my eyes. And I felt like there were 2 days missing as I focused on the time. I had to stop from the shock of what I found. The room full of all of my friends all dancing around and round. I thought, hello, new shoes, bye-bye, blues. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting, no short of money, but long on time. Slowly strolling the sweet sunshine and I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So I'm wearing my brand new shoes. Oh. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Oh. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, God, I'm on the bottom long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine and I'm running. I'm wearing my brand new shoes. Oh, yeah, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I'm in the hay, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. No short on money, but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine and I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So I'm wearing my brand new.
Thank you. It's called Last Request.
Just you and me. Don't sell out, bow out. Remember how this used to be. I just want you closer. Is that alright? Maybe let's get closer to. Grab my elastic vest and just let me hold you. And don't shrug your shoulders. Lay down beside me. Sure, I can accept that we're going nowhere. But one last time, let's go there. Lay down beside me. Oh, and I found the time by. I realized all about your lies, and I'm no wiser than the fool that I was before. I just want you closer. Is that all right? Baby, let's get closer tonight. That's my last request, and just let me hold you. And don't shrug your shoulders. Lay down beside me. Sure, I can accept that we're going nowhere. But one last time, let's go. Shrug your shoulders, lay down beside me. Sure, I can't accept that we're going nowhere. But one last time, let's go there. Oh, lay down beside me. Grant my last request and just let me hold you. And don't shrug your shoulders.
Last song we have. The last song we're gonna do. Can't believe you pulled that off. I said, don't you know? And you said, tell me you didn't know. I said, don't you know? You said you don't know. I said, you said. Obviously not you. Who are you?
Jenny Don't Be Hasty, finishing up our set from Paolo Nutini, whose debut album is out now. Our thanks to Paolo for joining us today on The Cafe. We've got more new music to get to, this time from Jessie Sykes and her band The Sweet Hereafter, and it's coming up. We get right back here to the World Cafe.